Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. I'm in this joint shutting it down, man. You know, today is going to be one of the hottest shows in the building. We're going to have your man, A, from BUDVD Magazine, live in the building. And we're going to be talking about all the community services and all the things. It's a nonprofit in the DMV area, and we're going to be shining a light on them. Also, we're going to be talking about the whole JD and the whole K-Slay and Greg Street situation. We're going to be talking about what exactly is going on. Is the DJ actually dead, man? Call it out to all the artists and all the DJs. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me what's really hood, man. How do you feel about it? I heard your man K-Slay, and you can listen to it on www.lushradioonline.com. Go to the blog section. Yo, it's crazy, son. Yo, your man was just going on him, man. For real, man. Check it out. Let me know what you're thinking. Also, you know, we got the new Eminem joint that dropped. You feel me? You know, y'all got to definitely check that joint out. Now, was you disappointed? Was it the same old M? You know what I'm saying? Marshall Mathers? Or were you disappointed? I want to know how you feel about it. Call in and tell me what you think. You feel me? Then the other thing that we have another situation is, man, I hope my man Chris Brown doesn't get charged, man. That's a crazy situation over there, my dude. But, son, you shouldn't be laying your hands allegedly on people. That's crazy. But it is what it is. We're going to go and get it in. Your girl, Lushy Lush, spinning nothing but the hottest ear crack in the building, representing worldwide, Nigerian born, all day, every day, man. I'll be in New York this week. Check me. Shout out to StrictlyBump1.com. Shout out to all my people that definitely support, you know what I'm saying, the Alliance, you know what I'm saying, Diverse Media, official sponsors, StrictlyBump1, Ruly.com. You know what I'm saying? Check out On The Move Radio each and every Friday. You're hurting me. 6 from 10. You know what I'm saying? Check out the Street Queens, the movement. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, the new era of radio, man. It's going down, baby. Yeah. All day, every day, man. We keep it popping, giving you that ear crack, man. So we about to go to the phone line and see if we got A in the building. Hey, you already know, baby. Yo, 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 240-320. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's poppin', my dude?
What's poppin', Lush? You know how we do. It's your man, A-Hole Down for BUDVD Magazine.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Let me go ahead and give you that Lushy Lush, that Lush Radio. Welcome, my dude. Yeah, the crap. Baby.
I feel so warm and welcome right now.
Ha! That's what it is, man. I know you mad busy, man, getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Before we get down to the nitty-gritty boo, I want you to go ahead and get your shout-outs. You already know what it is.
Oh, man, I get to get some shout-outs, though. Oh, man, you know my list got long. But, now, nah, first I want to stamp the DMV for always holding down BUDVD Magazine, of course. You know what I'm saying? Got to shout-out the staff, my man B-Love over at BUDVD Magazine. My partner J-Rod and Den Den from BBU Enterprise. Shout out to my man Big B, Faster Big Fella, King of the City. Make sure y'all go cop that album. And also that Big B album be out in stores too in a couple months. So, you know, there it is.
That's what it is, man. If you don't know, then you're about to know. BUD DVD is one of the hottest DVD magazines representing DMV area and worldwide. Shutting it down, man. Putting a shine on them up-and-coming artists, the up-and-coming community activists, man. From the stars to who you are, you just be you. And it's all about being you. You feel me? That's what it is, man. And A is actually the host of BU DVD Magazine, man. How long have you been, you know what I'm saying, you guys have been functional, man?
We actually fairly new. The magazine's been in existence for almost maybe like a year and some change right now. And I came on board about August, maybe late July, August I came on board. And my first job, it's crazy, was T.I. That was my first interview, so they threw me right into the water out the gate. But, you know, it's been all love, though.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You definitely hold your own, man, on the microphone, player. You know what I'm saying?
I try. I'm trying to be like you, though.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to prosper together, baby. You know what I'm saying? Pop bottles together, baby. We ain't moving together. Oh, player. Yeah.
No, I got you.
That's what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all got a great mission statement, man, for real. You know, is it okay for me to read the mission statement?
Yeah, please do.
Well, basically, people that you're listening in, man, you know, BU DVD Magazine inspires those individuals who dare to be different, those who dare to dream, those who dare to take a chance, and those who dare to be themselves. Individualism is seldom practiced every single day. People are scared to be true to their own self-identity. As each fight to be accepted by their peers and aspire to emulate certain trends, the pains of self-expression prove destructive and often equal rejection. Our magazine focuses on exposing individuals of character who amplify immense self-expression and creativity. It is our hope that their stories of success will rise each other to step outside the box for normalities and achieve greatness. Our goal is threefold, to enlighten, to educate, to entertain. We bring our audience our thoughts, feelings, and perspectives on the issues that are going on in the world today. From public album releases, nothing is untouched. We choose not just to focus on issues, but to cover a variety of issues affecting the diverse population creating our world. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. And that's BU DVD, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing they one, too, man. How did you feel when you interviewed T.I., man? Were you nervous, my dude?
To be honest, I really was, because that was my first time. You know, they just kind of just threw me in the fire, but it was cool. He was real, you know, real kind of laid back. It was the Rock the Vote campaign that they had going on this summer. Shout out to the Hip Hop Caucus for putting that on down at Club 930. But no, it was a good experience. I was a little nervous, but, you know, after I did that, I kind of got into my own. So it was pretty cool.
That's what it is, man. To me, you know, I seen you guys out there. Shout out to you to the DMV Awards, man. Y'all definitely was holding it down at the DMV Awards for real. You know, jumping out there, doing your interviews, you know, knocking out on that grind diesel. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling y'all guys glow. You feel me?
Yeah, you know, that's what I love to do. That red carpet is like, it's kind of like LeBron on a basketball court, you know what I'm saying? You get me on that red carpet, I'm at home. And I'm going to go ahead and stand up and say, ain't nobody else out here going to rock the red carpet. Like, hey, that's just what I do.
Hey. Is, man, that's what it is. Who gave you the name A, or that's just short for shorten up your name?
That's just you know, actually my mom gave that to me a long time ago. It's short for Adrian, but they called me A, and it just kind of stuck a little bit. So that's what everybody just uses, you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. How do you feel about the whole DMV movement, and how do you feel about you know the importance of, you know, like your DVD magazine to, you know, the people in the DMV? Do you feel like it's less shine on the DMV area? Explain.
Yeah, I feel like it's so much talent in the DMV area. You know, for people who don't know, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And they treat us kind of like the bastard stepchild almost, like there's no real talent here. Everything is bootleg. Everything is about a scam, about money. So we did our magazine. We didn't really want to focus on no gossip or anything like that. We wanted to show people that it's real talent and celebrities in the DMV who are unique, who stand out. So that's kind of what we did, and we wanted to make sure we came correct and came professional so that when you see us, you'd be like, oh, you know, the DMV definitely holding it down, doing the professional thing, you know. So we strive to not just ask questions or interviews or cover your typical events, but, you know, we really get it in for a lot of people who don't know, and we try to take it to a whole nother level that most people haven't seen before from this area.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Besides you guys doing the DVD, what are some of the other things that you guys have done in the community besides just, you know, interviewing people?
Okay, well, we do a lot of community events. We did the Hoops for the Homeless with Gilbert Arenas and Magic Johnson. We did the Kennedy Foundation with Roger Mason, with Roger Mason. We got the AIDS Walk coming up in May. We do a couple of different church events. We did the Friday Night Praise down at Tri-Stone Church of Christ. We did Suitland Day down at the Suitland Rec Center. We did a couple of high school basketball games. We did the Lil Bow Wow concert down at Flowers. Give a shout out to the, you know, the youngins in the school system. We did a bunch of events, man. We stay in the community. Like, that's what we do.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what it's all about, giving back, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but besides that, I know you guys got a hot artist underneath your belt. Besides that, you guys, you know, definitely deal hard body in the music. Tell us more about that situation.
Yeah, we got a couple artists under the BBU Enterprise. We got Big B out of Waldorf. And Big B, man, he's kind of like the epiphany of what hustling is about. He moved over 60,000 units out the trunk of his car, you know what I'm saying, by himself. So he's coming out first. Yeah, he's a movement by himself, and it's really just him. I've never seen anybody outgrind Big B in this whole area. And if anybody want to question that, they know where I am. You know where you can find me. You can't show me another artist in this area that sold more units. In this area, though, I'm not talking about going to Atlanta, going to New York. I'm talking about he found a way to sell CDs right here in this area. So, you know, Big B is coming out, CD be dropping. I want to say maybe like May. Maybe like May, CD be coming out, all the stores, you know, so you can check that out. We also got J-Rock, and he's a heavy hitter too, man. His album probably be out sometime next year, but you know, those are the two main artists in the BBU Enterprise. And we got a lot of affiliates, too, though.
Tell us more about the whole, you know, the concept of the whole BBU and what does it stand for?
BBU stands for Black Brothers United, also Better Be You. And, you know, that just ties into the magazine, you know, no matter what you do, better be you. So that's basically what we all about and what that movement is about. So we just really try not to be like everybody else. We want kids to realize that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be different. You know, you don't have to be like the social norm in order to be successful. So we pride ourselves on that. And we say no matter what you do, better be you. But we also stand for just the whole Black community coming together, uniting to become one. If you look at all of the other racial groups that come to the United States, they always unite and they come together no matter what's going on. It's not a lot of vision, but it's division. But when it comes to our own communities, there's so much division throughout our community. So we just try to have that united feeling in that movement as a power, like Black Brothers United. You know, so we all Black owned young men coming together for one cause and trying not to let nothing stand in our way.
And that's definitely, you know, powerful right there, because we need to see more, you know, Black men definitely coming together and definitely doing something positive, because, you know, we got so many of our young youth and, you know, that need that example, because a lot of them are lost out here, you know, in the streets. You know, they get caught up with the street and they feel like they can't live nowhere but being on the same block, and they ain't going to go nowhere, you know, and it's good to have positive things like that, you know, to show an example for the youth out here, especially you know, in our area. You already know.
Yeah, it's really hard. And that age where we lose our youth is somewhere between 13 to 15, maybe 13 to 16. And, you know, we lose them. I almost was lost myself, but I just had a praying mother, you know, and she just, yeah, she kept me on that good old prayer list at church, hoping I'd find my way back in the church. And so I was able to, you know, resist some of the temptations. But, you know, everybody hasn't been as fortunate as I've been. So we strive to go back to the communities that we came from, pull those young brothers and sisters out, and we try to show them another way. You know, we don't celebrate the drug culture. We understand it. Some people have to do what they have to do, but we try to show them that you can take those same skills you use to move your product to move a legitimate product. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have to worry about the police chasing you, you know, somebody looking for you, oh, this person money or that person money. We actually try to develop these young people to show them that those same skills that they have, it's called marketing. You know what I mean? Like, they have marketing skills. They have mathematical skills. They can be their own business owners, but they don't even have any idea that when they're out there selling drugs, they are small businessmen. You know, so
same way you can flip that bird, same way you can move something that's, you know, that's profitable without actually getting hemmed up. That's the whole same situation, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, we have to, if you got somebody that's selling, you know, making 100-something thousand, you know, flipping birds, okay? And you're like, yo, I want you to work at McDonald's. It's not like that. You got to give them something actual and factual that they can touch, that they can actually see, that they can flip and make into something positive. You know,
mm-hmm.
And we, example, we so quick to say, oh, well, you know what, man, go work at McDonald's, dog. You know, why don't you apply the same skills that you have, find out something that you're really good at, and make it work for you, you know?
Exactly.
You know, that's the whole situation. I definitely got to get up with you guys in regards to, you know, Street Queens, the movement, because we definitely, you know, do a lot of positive things in the community, like, you know, feeding the homeless and things like that, you know, and definitely, you know, definitely got to hook up with you guys in regards to that whole situation. And the other thing, right, if an artist, you know, up-and-coming artist, you know, a youth or a church wants to get, you know, featured on your show, how do they go about doing that?
All they gotta do is say my name in the air and I will appear. That's really all they gotta do. It's like, now you can reach us BUDVDmagazine.com. That's BUDVDmagazine.com. You can also hit us on the Gmail, BUDVDmagazine@gmail.com, or MySpace / BUDVDmagazine, YouTube/BUDVDmagazine. So, you know, we're not. And then you can just catch us in any local event. 9 times out of 10, we there. Or we on our way, because sometimes brothers do be running late, though. But we be there, though.
That's what it is, man. So the other situation, you know, we got ups and we got downs in the game, man. What do you feel is, like, the hardest thing that you had to deal with, the hardest adversity, being in the game, just being in the industry, just doing what you do, man?
You know, the hardest thing would just be, people say the snakes in the grass, you know, and the DMV is like crabs in the barrel. We always pulling each other down. But some of the hardest things I've dealt with is just a lot of people lie to you. They lie to your face. They lie on you. They talk about you behind your back. If you do anything positive and you stop making strides forward, then people don't want to always see you succeed. So one thing that I've really learned is you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, when you start coming across those hardships and those haters, you know what I'm saying, when you come across people lying on you, they don't talk about you, they don't want to pay you what they owe you, you know, you got to believe in yourself. Only then will you be able to keep your head above the water. Because it's some nights, even while we working there, we just feel like quitting, you know. Like when we rocking a red carpet, you know, we hold down the DMV, but it seems like as soon as a celebrity comes into town, they forget about us and they focus all their attention on the big-time guy and they just kick a lot of local guys to the curb. But you got to know your worth. You got to know that, all right, I know this guy been on TV, but he's not better than me. He's not better than you. You know, so when you face those type of adversities, you know, you just got to know that I believe in myself. And people can tell me all day, every day that you're not good enough, you'll never make it. But I believe in me, and I believe that, you know, I'm no different than Russell Simmons. I'm no different than Jay-Z or Oprah Winfrey, you know what I'm saying? They just got an opportunity, you know, but I'm not going to wait for mine. I'm going to make my own. So, you know, that's what we're doing. That's what we strive for. So, I mean, that's some of the things that we face on a day-to-day basis. And I'm pretty sure I can speak for a lot of the DMV artists, and they feel the same way that I feel. Because we all a part of it. We all one big family, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is all love out here, you know. But we still got to go through that same old hassle and that day-to-day struggle of being from the DMV area.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the truths right there, man. And the thing is, man, you know, just being you, man, keeping it real. You know, not a lot of people keep it real and trill to the game. And you know this game is cutthroat, point blank, and not everybody keeps it 1,000. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, the only thing is being true to yourself and being who you really are. Because you know what? If you lie in the game, they're going to pull your card. That's what it is. You know?
Oh, yeah, they will find you.
That's the situation that we deal with, man. What do you think is one of the biggest highlights, you know, of you, you know, being with, you know, BU, DVD magazine, and just being in the game and the industry yourself?
You know, I actually could say that Denden, like the owner of BBU, he actually put the mic in my hand. Like, I'm a music guy. I was an A&R. So he was about to hire me to run part of his record label, and they host for the magazine. They let her go, and he needed somebody to cover the event. So he said, "Yo, hey, man, you're a people person. I want you to do it." And when I did it, it was like a whole new talent. I finally found my niche. And from there, I just been booming. Like, you know, I've interviewed Magic Johnson, Gilbert Arenas, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Michael Eric Dyson, probably half the Wizards, Redskins, anybody that's been in this town I've talked to. But I think the biggest thing for me is the fact that now I get to express my creativity and see it on a large scale. Right now I'm working on a reality TV show that's looking to get picked up real soon by two major networks. Then I have my own show coming out prior to the end of the summer called Welcome to A's World. But all that's been derived from the vision of one man, you know, and I thank God for him, because I don't even know what I'll be doing right now. Like, it's been a crazy year for me. So that's been like one of the biggest things, that somebody finally saw the talent and gave me a shot, and I took my shot and I ran with it. So that's probably like one of the biggest things that happened since I've been in the in this industry down in this area.
That's what it is. The whole thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, the niche factor. The niche factor in the game is either going to make you or break you. If
mm-hmm.
you never find a niche, then, you know, that can basically plummet to your demise. But when you exactly find your niche in the game, you can soar to the highest heights. You know, you might have got in the game as an MC, got in there, you said, man, this is for the birds. Then you realize that your real strength is in being a manager or being a publicist, you know what I'm saying, or you know, being a photographer, or, you know, or being a radio host. You never know what it is. But when you find your niche and you know it's a niche, be a master of your niche. Master it to each and every point. So when somebody asks you the question, you know the ins and outs of that, because you've mastered that lane. You feel me?
Oh, I feel you all the way. And that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm still... It's crazy when I think about it, but I'm still a baby. I haven't even been doing this for a year, and I look how far I've come just off, you know, my hustle and just God just blessing me and me taking advantage of the opportunities. I wake up every morning, a lot of you not, I thank God, because who knows where I would be right now, you know, if I wasn't doing this. I don't know what I'd be doing with my life. So I don't take this for granted. I know a lot of people in this area, well, not even in this area, just in general, we tend to take things for granted. You get caught up in the club popping bottles with Ludacris and P. Diddy. Yeah, we did all that, Jay-Z and Beyonce. And you get so caught up in that hype that you forget where you came from. And it was only like 7 or 8 months ago when I was like, yo, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What am I going to do with this music? It's not getting me nowhere. So you got to remain humble and you just got to know that, just like the Chris Brown situation, you know, he was on top one day. He made one mistake. Now look where he's at. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can lose it all that fast. And that really pushes me every day to never lose sight of that.
And that's the truth, you know. Hey, that's the situation with Chris, man. I just really honestly wish he would have had thought about what he did, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. That's how the cookie crumbles, man. You know, if you could give any of these youths some kind of advice, you know, want to inspire to doing what you're doing or just getting in the music industry, you know, or giving back, what would you tell them?
Man, you know, I always ask myself this question because I'm normally the one giving the interviews and not receiving them. And I wake up like, yo, what would I tell these kids? I mean, basically, you got to have a plan B. Always have a plan B and plan C. And whatever you're going to do, be the best at what you do. So if you wake up tomorrow and you want to be an MC, make sure that that's what you live, that's what you eat, that's what you breathe, to be an MC. Whatever you do, you got to give it 150%. And know that there's 150 million other people trying to do just what you do. And if you take that and you understand that and you master your craft, you learn about your craft, do the history on your work, learn the proper ways to do it, and then develop your own swag to it and master that. And once you do that and you learn the business, keep the right people around you. You know, sometimes you got to cut your friends to the side because they just in it for partying. You know, you'll be okay. And let them know that you're going to face some heartaches. You're not going to get your record deal right away or that dream job right away. It might take you a couple years. You might got to go through a couple different doors. But eventually, I think that you'll get there. Oh, and one more thing. It's all about who you know. It ain't even always about how much you know, but it's about who you know. So networking definitely is the key in this industry.
Network?
Networking.
Hey, what it is, and that's what it's all about, man. You know, at one time, you know, hey, you had to, you know, be super smart and, you know, have super degrees, but now it's like, hey, homie, I know you. What's up? What's poppin'? Let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in. Let's make this work. Let's make this happen. The whole thing is about networking. You can't come in this game and try to act like you shy, baby. You got to jump out there and be outgoing and talk to people, baby. That's the only reason way, the only way that you make it in this game.
Yeah. It's all about, if I knew then what I know now, I feel like I would be so much further along. But at the same time, because of the road I took, it made me have to become more creative to get to where I'm at. And, you know, I'm learning now. I'm still young, you know, but every day I try to learn something new, try to meet somebody new. And, you know, everybody not going to like you. People going to hate. That's just the nature of people. But like I said, end of the day, I believe in myself. Even my family think I'm crazy. Ask me the last time I had a steady relationship, and I might start laughing at you. You got to get that up too sometimes. You know, you can't have everything. You can't have it all right away.
Hey, man, this is a lonely road out here when you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to strive for your dream, baby. It's a lonely road out here, baby. And sometimes people going to be with you, and some people might not be there at the end of the road, man, but it is what it is. That is what you take when you deal with this game, baby.
Mm-hmm, and I'm learning it.
Mm-hmm. And definitely, I'm definitely proud of you, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, and, you know, especially you and the president of the company, you know, he's always the shy guy, the man behind the scenes, behind the camera and stuff.
Yeah, that's my director, man. That's B-Love, man. He hates the camera. He will not say two words on camera.
You know, he'll say something. If you're up in front of his face and you're talking to him, like, personal, he'll talk to you. But when you put that camera in, he's like, nah, dog, nah, dog.
Yeah. He will turn around, walk away. Yeah.
But
you call him on the phone, you can talk
dude,
to him off, though.
He's a
good dude, though.
He's a good dude, man. and y'all could definitely check out www.lushradioonline.com, him and his partner, their pictures at the DMV Awards when I was out there, you know, definitely, you know, doing my 1-2. You know what it is. But so man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a quick commercial. If you want to stay on the line, because the rest, you know, part of the segment, you know what I'm saying, before we go to that, you can go ahead and get some more shout-outs and tell them where they need to contact you, man. And we're going to go over there, you know, go through a couple of commercials and come back. And we're talking about this whole JD and, you know what I'm saying, this K-Slay situation, man. Is the DJ actually dead? At the same time, you seen the Eminem new video, man. You feeling it, loving it, or were you disappointed, man? What's really good, man? What's your opinion? You got to call in at 347-826-7722, man. But, hey, go ahead and get them, you know, plug-ins real quick, my dude.
I just want to give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, to everybody in the DMV that be holding us down, all the rappers out here, you know, we love y'all out there, BU DVD Magazine. And shout-out to the reality show that's about to come out, man. Y'all check me out, Education of a Model Reality Show, EOM. That's probably going to be out sometime this summer. We still shooting from that. And Lux, you know, baby, I love to stay online, but I got to go back to work because they already calling me to go back on the set now. But I definitely appreciate you giving us some love and some radio time. I really do, babe.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, man, check out A and all that they doing, man. Definitely get up with you on the flip side, my dude. That's what it
okay.
is.
Okay. Y'all take it easy. Much love goes out to the DMV.
That's what it is, man. You know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, always giving you that ear crack on Lush Radio Online, always talking about what's popping, talking about community support, independent entrepreneurs and business owners in the game, man. You know when we come back from this commercial, we're going to be talking about that whole situation with K-Slay and JD. What's really popping? What's really going on? And tell me, did you like that Eminem video or were you disappointed? What's really going on? He's been gone for a minute, but he's back for the jump ball. You already know what it is, man. Actually, you know what? Let me give you some more of this ear crack. I'm going to give you that new Molly Man, baby. I go hard from Baltimore, baby. You already know. Featuring Jay-Z. Let's get it in, baby.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. 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 I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm like Noah, more like Paul, I'ma change the game. I'ma go hard like Melvin Williams, telling my pride up till I see millions. But you can't count, just weigh money. They take a nice trip, get away money. It's a true fight underneath them blue lights. Wrong place, wrong time, trying to do right. Hell in high water, I'm on Michael Phelps, my way to a new life. You might have slept on the best cap, secret, but your best bet, move on. Keep sleeping on me like futon, I'ma get my Chris Marlowe with Snoop on. It's a bro house waiting.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. 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 I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
So check this out. Soon as you cross the line of that Ravens territory, beware that bold blitz. You already know the story. Killing them corners like Ed, line back like Ray. Man, we wacko like Flacco. Look out for that purple rain. Leaving my haters sound like Prince. The way that I'm killing them don't make no sense. The murder rate's high, the drug rate too. And I don't really know what y'all expect me to do. But just know this, I ain't gonna lose. Like Carmelo, I'ma mix up that yellow and blue. Cause that makes green. And that's what I call a team redeem. MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
I'm about to take this club real quick.
Watch out for the big girl.
Like Monique, she a bit too much for me. But I'ma still smash like Crip. Get in there like the harbor and dip. I'm the shit up in this. But it could be worth it. Could be worth it. Any one of y'all try to crack slick, I'ma put you in a hurry. I only pull capers, it's worth the paper. Every move I make, man, I hurt the haters. My circulation keeps percolating. I guess you can think it's time for the percolator. Money man, ten heist, my guy. What's up, what's up? East side, west side, no south, south side. Where you at? Where you out blocking?
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder
than
Baltimore.
getting incarcerated. Little sister impregnated. Why you think I go so hard? Just to say we finally made it. Just to prove I'm time enough to throw that dime enough. I feel like an honorary member of the Rock. So it's only right I threw Jay on the hook. He made it a high line, I made it a high song. What's the need for my city, then it would be a good look. My city go hard. Your boy Molly up here, Boomatic on the track. Rest in peace to all my fallen soldiers. Mike Wilson, K Swift, Lil Kenny, not me.
Lush alive in the building, man, giving you nothing but that ear crack, man. That was Young Soldier, you know what I'm saying? My boo, you know what I'm saying? Definitely doing that 1-2, man, representing for the North Cagalacky, representing for the people, man. And I gave you some of that Molly, man, you know what I'm saying? Representing for the DMV, man. I go harder than Baltimore. You already know what it is, man. going all day, every day, man. We talking about that JD and K-Slay. Is the DJ dead, man? What's really good? What's really going on, man? Y'all need to call in and tell me what you feel about the situation, man. Also, did you see or hear that new Eminem video? We made you, man. Did y'all expect that? Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Were you disappointed? Tell me what you felt about it, man. What's up with the clown suits and everything, man? I don't know, man. I feel like basically he, like, poked fun at, you know, basically, you know, the whole culture of the whole reality show situation, which really needed to be addressed. But at the same time, my dude, man, you've been gone for a minute, my dude. You know, and I expect a little bit more better from you, dog. But, hey, it is what it is, man. I hope the next joint you come out with, too, is the real Eminem I remember, you know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of disappointed. I ain't even going to lie. I'm going to stay true to the point and be real with it. I was disappointed. You know, I thought it was going to be, you know, I was ready. I was hyped. And then I saw that, and I was like, wow. And this cat singing, too? Word? Wow. What is this world coming to? All right. Yeah, you already know what it is, man. And, you know, we definitely, you know, going to go to the phone lines in a second once we figure out what's going on with this switchboard. I'm going to go to the phone line right now. Yo, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. 252, live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's poppin'?
What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. This young soldier live in the building.
You know that?
What it is, family, man. Yo, man, tell the people what's going on with you.
Everything well. We're getting ready for the court DJ retreat. In the studio working, you know how I do. You know, the grind never stops. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. And y'all definitely need to check out www.youngsoldier.com, man. You know what I'm saying? The official website. Check out the MySpace, www.myspace.com/youngsoldierWAM. We about the money, baby. Get out, man. It's definitely the hottest thing. Check him out on Twitter, too, man. If you ain't following him, then you're crazy, man. Young Soldier 7. It's on Twitter, man. Holla at your boy. Soldier, you being an artist, man, you heard about the whole K-Slay and Jermaine Dupri joint, man. Now, K-Slay went hard, man. Feel about,
I mean,
K-Slay, JD?
You can't really, you know what I'm saying, K-Slay always go hard, so I got to give it to K-Slay, but at the end of the day, K-Slay right, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but I respect JD as an artist and as a person, you know what I'm saying, and as a producer and an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, that my dog. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know what I mean? And my opinion is K-Slay is like, he's right from where he's coming from, because we getting paid all this money to do shows and do that and do this. And, you know, DJs get, you know what I'm saying, well, the wrong DJs don't get enough money, but the right DJs get enough money. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You can't disrespect the DJ, man. That's like biting the hands that feed you. You know what I'm saying? Because once a DJ get in there and break your record, you're pretty much good to go. So when you start disrespecting the DJ, at the end of the day, it hurts a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like somebody like me, you know what I'm saying, trying to come up in the game and still coming up, and I still respect the DJs at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I love the DJs, and I don't know, I'll never disrespect the DJs. So, but don't make it hard for the young up-and-coming artists that's trying to get on, because we don't want the DJs to look at the independent artists out here that's on their grind still trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? So he shouldn't really disrespect the DJs like that. It ain't right, you know what I mean?
Lil Wayne,
Lil Wayne is garbage. I'm sorry to say that, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne used to be my dog, but for Lil Wayne, and I'm only saying he garbage for what he did. Suing the DJs, come on, dude. You sitting on money on top of money, and you sitting there. I mean, the DJs got you so hot. You know what I'm saying? You might have did your grind, but at the end of the day, the DJs had a big hand in your joint. You know what I mean? and you just up and disrespect the DJs like that. So
the DJs got him where he at. If he was, he was a mixtape man.
I think all that shit Lil Wayne taking is getting to him right now. You know what I mean? And I don't hate nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just...
What's going on with that thing I got in that cup. Whatever he drinking in that styrofoam, he put it down.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you
might
not know his
ball.
I'm going to know somebody's
ball.
What is that going on in the background?
Man, that my little cousin, man. I'm sorry for that, y'all. I can't control that. He getting it in right now. He hot, he heated. You tell him to move. You know what I'm saying? He ain't moving. He ain't listening. That just you welcome to the hood. And anybody that knows Soulja, that you know Soulja stay posted in the hood. It ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? A couple of interviews back, y'all know I did my little thug thism.
Just saying that, man. That's what it is, man. The whole situation, man, is really really crazy, man. Right now with that whole situation with. Lil Wayne should be sitting here suing.
My thing is, what is he suing for?
Trying to say somebody allegedly reaped money, you know what I'm saying, for a CD or mixtape he was on or some mess like that, allegedly. Don't quote me on this. But I'm like, come on, man. You have no control over what's leaked out. They say allegedly Memphis album got leaked out. You feel me? But, I mean, the internet is the internet. And you got to watch who you put in your material and whose hands. Universal or, you know what I'm saying, most of these record labels get the music, right? They distribute it. They got to distribute it to people, to DJs and stuff, right? Now, if it happens to get on the internet or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you can't just blame the DJ. Who you putting in the hands of? You know, that's the situation. You can't blame all DJs because of some situation happened with you.
Yeah, you're right. He should have manned up and hollered at the people that was responsible for it, not the DJ.
You know what I'm saying? You can't sue the DJ. The DJ Drama and all of them was riding with Wayne hard as hell.
Well, that just goes to show when people say they don't let it do, you know what I'm saying, let the money get to them. And at the end of the day, when you a real street cat, money can't break, you know what I'm saying, regardless of you out there being broke, but you always surround money. And you know what I'm saying, that right there didn't really make a whole lot of sense. I don't understand it. I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't respect it. I ain't going to respect it, you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, don't collapse on the DJs, bro, because now you're making it harder for people like me to come up in the game, you know what I'm saying? So all the DJs that's listening, I still respect the game, you know what I'm saying? If I don't do nothing else, I respect the game, you know what I'm saying? The game that holds the DJs in the low circle, you know what I'm saying? You got to respect that. Don't bite the hands that feed you, you know what I'm saying? I know we buying your music, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I would never know about your music if I didn't hear it on the K-Swell, I didn't hear it on the DJ Drama or Doc Holliday. You know what I'm saying? That's my news for the streets, you know what I'm saying, to know what's going on, because one of the DJs is going to say it, the online personnel is going to say it, you know what I'm saying, the people like you, you want to play their music because that's what you do, but at the end of the day, why do I have to play this music when he's so disrespectful, you know what I'm saying, but he attacks everybody, you know what I'm saying.
And that's the truth. I don't know if this is going to be able to be loud enough, but I want to, like, let people hear a little bit of this, you know. Soulja, let me know if you can hear this. You know, this is Case Slade's response to Jamel. Check it on YouTube. I mean, it's hilarious to me, though. He was going in. Correct. So, y'all
let me know if y'all can hear this, you know. You know what I'm saying? Case Slade, real key check. I don't hear myself. I'm doing okay. I hear myself now. everything right now. Look, I need to address this. There's a lot of fucking comments being made by niggas about the DJ all of a sudden. The backbone of the industry, the foundation of that shit. Like, we are so contributing. Not saying we made, like, I ain't gonna say that, but we are the main contributors to these rappers' success. Now, the latest motherfucker to come out of his face is Jermaine Dupri. I don't believe you, JD. Niggas been supporting your music and playing your records for years. Now you get to a certain level, how can you say the DJ is dead? Okay, let's do the science right now. When you go to a party, who's playing the music?
DJ.
You give mad parties, JD. Who's playing the music at your party? The DJ. All right, let's take it to when an artist needs to get broken in the South. He's going where? To the strip club to pass his records to who? The DJ. To pop off. And then if the record pops off down there, it wakes its way up here. Okay? Same thing when you drop new artists, mix show DJs spin the records. And if we get a good response, and it research, then it goes into rotation. You understand? Everything evolves around the DJ. You do a boat ride, motherfucking DJ. Club DJ. Cookout DJ. DJ. You understand what I'm saying? Now, for a person to say that the DJ is dead because when you're passing him for music to play, he's trying to politic a situation, let's do the math. It's evolved from the DJ being the most prominent aspect of hip-hop to the rapper now. So if a rapper can make $80,000 a show, $80,000 for a collaboration when you get on a record, but then you got DJ niggas making $500 to do a party, $300 a G. I mean, not me, because I ain't going for, I'd rather not do shit. But if that's the politics, why not when they see an executive that has a position where they might be able to make some money, shouldn't they pass off their material or their work to them so they can start popping? I mean, to my knowledge, I ain't never forgot when a DJ didn't pass anything off. I remember it was Mr. C that was really pushing the line to get Notorious B.I.G. signed in the beginning. You understand? Like, it's always been a DJ, like, and that's when a DJ is more than just a DJ. You always got other things you're doing. So now, for him to say the DJ is dead, guess what I'm going to say? Motherfucking executives is dead. Now, how about that? Now, I could put more on the table than that than I'm saying the DJ is dead. Why? Because executives is the sole reason why all these fucking artists is flopping right now. And the game is fucked up. Now, the time y'all come out that fucking underground railroad, y'all fucking hiding that and stick your head up in the air and look around and see what the fuck is going on, maybe some artists can sell some records. Stop taking that one record that an artist got and throwing fucking 13 other fucked up records together and then throwing the album out and fucking the artist up just to sell some fucking...
Okay, today's kind of heated, man, over there, man. The situation is crazy, man. What's really good, man? What's really going on? That's the situation, man, for real. What's going on, man? Okay, so they said the executives is dead, man. You know? You got to listen to the full joint. You got to log on to YouTube.com or go to LushRadioOnline.com and check out the blog. You know, everything. Check it out, man. It's definitely crazy, man. You guys see how he really goes in on the executives, man. The situation is, man, you know, we got a lot of people, you know, that's putting stamps on stuff that's basically garbage. Let's really get real. You know, a lot of people, executives, are putting, you know, stamps on stuff that's garbage. I mean, let's get real with it. They're feeding us a lot of nonsense, and we accept it, and we deal with it. But remember, any artist that was broken in this game was broken by the DJ. The DJ has to spin your music. The radio DJ, the disc jockey, respect your DJ. But at the same time, we do have to have some DJs that really need to step their game up. Some people that are in power really don't need to be power. That is DJs. Remember, you guys came in the game to break records. Yeah, he too. But at the same time, let's get real, man. There's a lot of payola going on out here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of payola going on. Let's get real, man. You know, until we start getting real with ourselves, and until we start really manning up and, you know, accepting responsibility for our actions, man, the game is going to be the game and be what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no situation that basically we're going to stop. It is what it is. You know, you got your DJ that break records, and you got your artist. But my situation is, why does it seem like the DJs and the artists are fighting a battle against who's getting the spotlight? Wasn't the DJ supposed to break the records? Wasn't the DJ supposed to break the records? You know? Weren't they supposed to break the records? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Weren't they supposed to break the records? At the same time now, it's like more like, you know, the DJs want the limelight before the artists can. So what really happened? You know, can we get the authentic, true DJs back? I don't believe they did. I just believe that a lot of money got in people's pockets. Hey, and a lot of people started acting real funny when they get the money, baby. But we about to go to a commercial. Then we're going to come back and tell me what you think about that. 347-826-7722. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Beef, what's really going on in the industry, man? Let's get it together.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah, holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real, or www.myspace.com/ Potter Jar, POTTERJOH, or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
I want to get your stunner shades on. I want to get the hottest glasses worldwide, exclusive. Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them, official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunner game on. Do you?
Oh, yeah. You're listening to a Legion of Beats production. Holla at Legion of Beats at beats@legionmnm.com. That's beats@legionmnm.com. BEATS at LEGIONMNM.com. Yeah. Holla for that hot. It's
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Let go. Let go.
No. It's a lot of ways to get high. Wherever you're from, it's whatever you're accustomed to. Cocaine, heroin, weed. List goes on. Pills. And then we got
water.
I'm going nowhere. No time soon. I'm home, protect mine, I bang on niggas like a dollar phone.
Yeah.
Cocaine flow, take me inside the powder room.
Yeah.
Heroin flow, bubbling up inside the room. Propane flow, bout to blow like bada boom. Assuming you the best is one thing you should not assume. Pretty anything, if you see me with a bunch of dudes, I'm probably serving them water. Cowabunga dudes, creep the OG, that's if we cozy.
Uh-huh.
Keep that on the low key,
what?
Keep it in the
I'm selling water over here, bitch, to get it in. Pass me that skinny dropper or that baby in syringe. My baby father drop it off and bring me Benjamin. Keep listening, baby, I will fill you in. My pussy wet, I'm selling wet, I guess I am a wet girl. You wanna catch a wave, ho, I got that S girl. Catch that wave like Maxi, better get a Maxi pad. Dip that fucking Newport, welcome to wet world. I'm watching money, money watching me like that Geico. Stack of money sitting on top of those iPhones. Bitches say they getting money, frontin' ass bras. They hustling backwards, Benjamin Button ass bras. So fuck them trash bras, I'm the damn bitch. The best thing that ever came from Mid-Atlantic. Yeah, you know you had a favorite, but you can't switch. Welcome to Water World, fuck a ticket. If you wanna go to wet world, I get you anything you want, I'm the get it girl. Take a dip if you wanna take a trip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
let's go. Take a dip if you wanna go to wet world, I get you anything you want, I'm the get it girl. Take a dip if you wanna take a trip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
let's go.
Yeah. I can't see him. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and letting mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and letting mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and letting mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and letting mix. Shit, I'm on fire, ho, they can't do nothing without me. I don't move the block, bitch, I move the hood. I'm sitting pretty through the city while I'm gripping wood. It's LAC, ho, and I'm the boss. Fuck around with the click, you get your life tossed. I'm on my grind, ho, 7 days a week. I'm setting fire to these Carolina streets. My only mission is that Pyrex vision. And being broke is a joke, dude, it ain't living. So what I'm giving is something so I can work the blog. You better move it quick, because that bitch is tired. The feds is watching, trying to crank it up another notch. But I be on my grind, but they ain't gonna never stop. So when you see me, ho, go and salute a soldier. Cause once I hit the kitchen, that bitch, you're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the bridge. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bridge. Let 'em bring. Who moving, yeah?
Who moving?
Who working the block? They posting the rooftop, looking out for cops. They do the call when it's time to ball. And we don't say no one, we look for all y'all. But we gon' keep it moving, don't worry what we doing. This the younger generation, and I'm just schooling. And I'ma show you how to cook it and bag it and chop it. Go ahead and work the block, get it, you got it, and rock it. That's how it gotta be, that's what it really is. It's kinda rules if you look at it through this biz. But y'all be switching home, and I don't play that. You say my name and they'll be asking where the body at. Go ahead and holler back, I'll put them on the track. I got bitches from all over, call me Fat Mac. 180s and 260s, so when the Yoda hits the block, Lil Daddy, I got plenty of crack. The Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the bridge. You grab a Yoda in a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bridge. You grab a Yoda in a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, bubbles, you move the bridge. You grab a Yoda in a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bridge.
It is what it is,
your girl, Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. You know what it is, man. You're talking about this whole K-Slay, and you know what I'm saying? J. JD situation, man. It is what it is, man. On one side, y'all, Kay Slay was right. You know, a lot of executives, you know, did put out a lot of garbage. Because, you know, the high uppers, as you say, whatever they want to move, they want to move. It ain't no more, you know, real hip-hop true fans. They ain't in the best interest of the artist anymore. You feel me? Ain't in the best interest of the artist. It's whatever they want. Come on, let's get real with it, man. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, let's be real with the game and stop faking. You know, we all know that nobody's going to keep nothing 100. I mean, it is what it is, you know? And that whole Eminem situation, man, M, I love you, dog. But I'm not feeling that, man. I thought you were going to give me something hotter, dogs. I still support you. I wish you'd come up with something better next time. You know, but, you know, it is what it is, man. I support you. But, man, I mean, it's something that needed to be spoken upon, but I thought you was going to come out with something hard like you used to. And I wasn't expecting that. So, kind of hurt a little bit, you know, about that situation. But we're going to go back into the music and give it to the people like we always do. It is what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, giving you some of that sweet tea. What?
New York City, MC, DJ, it's time, Sweet Tea.
I brought the goons to the party like, slap the black card on the bar like, John John popping in the air like, getting wet, two-stepping with my men's like, jeans low vibing on my ass like, niggas could look but don't touch again, birds be shook cause I be cooking them, cause I ain't no new chick, I do this, feels like I'm getting Norby up in here, what, from Tampa to Texas, I'm reckless, sweet as I, tasteless I, I'm the real hip hop on the set, bitch. What? Making it clear how I do around here, like, what? My whole team popping, ain't no stopping me. What? I'm in the bars, like, in the clubs, like, get it right, cause you know what it is, like.
What? Come through in the bars slow, like, hear my name in these streets, it's like, bust out pound the concrete, like, love to see me do this shit, like, with a grenade through your window, bitch, like, ain't no stopping me, I'm deep, like, flow so properly, you'll see,
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We're going to go to the phone lines once again, man. How do you feel about the situation? You already know, 347-826-7722. Block caller, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's popping? What's crack-a-lacking, caller? What's up, caller from the block number? What's up? All right, I guess the caller just wanted to listen. All righty then. Or maybe they got bumped off. Back again, off to the music. Sweet Tea, like what?
New York City. MC. DJ. Sweet Tea.
I brought the goons to the party like, slap the black card on the bar like, John John popping in the air like, getting wet, two-stepping with my men's like, jeans low vibing on my ass like, niggas could look but don't touch again, birds be shook cause I be cooking them, cause I ain't no new chick, I do this, feels like I'm getting Norby up in here, what, from Tampa to Texas, I'm reckless, sweet as I, tasteless I, I'm the real hip hop on the set, bitch, making it clear how I do around here, like, my whole team popping, ain't no stopping me, I'm in the bars like, in the clubs like, get it right cause you know what it is like,
come through in the bar slow like, hear my name in these streets, it's like, bust out pound the concrete like, love to see me do this shit, like, grenade through your window, bitch, like, ain't no stopping me.
ride with.
What?
I'm first class doing the mileage like.
What?
Chanel's on my face when I'm rhyming.
What?
The Marc Jacob bag with the nine in it.
What?
The bracelet with the VVS diamond.
What?
Canary chain hanging off my tits like.
What?
Doobie all down my back and shit.
What?
My eyes all tinky and black and shit.
What?
The pearl of panties on my pussy nigga with it like.
What?
I keep it real thorough with my sex like.
What?
Lolita Lempico on my neck like.
What?
Her meat on my wrist to keep the time right.
What?
A blackberry thing ringing on me.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Live.
Block caller, you're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush. What's poppin', caller?
What's poppin'?
What it is?
You know, I can't call it like three alcoholics. I mean, you know.
What's up,
Lushy Lush?
What's up, Ren and CZ? Yada da, yada da, yada da. What's up, fam? What's up, man? Tell them what's going on with you, player.
Ah, man, ain't nothing going on with the rent. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going on with the rent, man. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the boo baps you playing. You know what I'm saying? Who was that you were just playing?
I was rocking that, you know what I'm saying, that Sweet Tea. She used to rock with DJ Jazzy Joyce back in the day, and that's her new joint with Black Rob, like what, you know what I'm saying? That's that new joint right there from her.
Oh, that's a classic rapper, Sweet Tea, huh? She's
looking good, too, man. Looking good, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a heartbreaker for the fellas, man. Watch out now.
Sweet Tea, holla at your boy.
Well, it is. Yo, I was talking about, you know, basically the beef, man. What the hell is really going on? You got JD, K Slay, Greg Street talking about, you know, first, you know, Jermaine Dupri's like, the DJ's dead, you know what I'm saying? Then you got K Slay going in talking about, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, what's really good, you know what I'm saying? We the record breakers, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was going in hard. And some of the things and the issues he talked about, you know, and y'all can check this out at www.lushradioonline.com and go to my blog and say, and you'll hear what case they had to say to Jermaine Dupri. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you know, the thing is, man, do you really actually think the DJ is dead, man? And also, how you feel about Lil Wayne suing the DJs, man?
Oh man, that's I'm straddling the fence with that one. You know, for one, I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? So, and I do understand, you know what I mean, from an artist's point of view. But then again, at the same time, the flip side is, you know what I'm saying, the DJs, I understand one of their major functions is to, you know, spread the awareness of a rapper and a rapper's new single or new record or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, but I guess, you know, I guess it goes too far when DJs, you know what I'm saying, they take your stuff, put it on a mixtape, and put it up for retail and don't contact you about it. I guess that can get kind of shady right there, you know what I'm saying, because it's like, you know.
That's what it is, man. My thing is like this, look. It is what it is, dog. It's all about payola.
I mean, is that considered payola? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, what is the DJ's function? You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should get a panel going with some DJs who can really, you know, get on here and really lay out the function, what a DJ's, you know, job is, what they really do. Because I don't think there is nobody out there saying, okay, DJs do this. This, X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Because now, the mixtape game, as far as DJs, man, I don't know. Everybody trying to put mixtapes together.
It's everybody. But the thing is everybody a DJ, though, dog?
That's what I mean. There's some people who not even, they're not doing much, you know what I'm saying? For the mixtape, but then I guess it has the flip side, you know what I'm saying? The flip side of it is the cats who don't do much on a mixtape. They just kind of put their face on it, talk at the beginning of the mixtape, then talk at the end of the mixtape, and they call that a mixtape, and all the songs come in, fade out, like it's a compilation or something. Then the flip side of that is you got people who yell over the music 15 different times throughout each song, and you know what I'm saying? You can't really vibe with the music with that.
You know, we live here. You know what I'm saying? This is the mixtape.
I don't know, man. I'm not a DJ expert, so, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some DJs out there listening, man, call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Enlighten me, man. It's Renacy. Holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I know Lushy Lush is a host. I'm not sure how far she gets down with the DJing. You know what I'm saying? But,
my thing is, like, the OG DJs that I know and respect, you know, it was all about, you know, a DJ, this jockey was actually an on-air host, you know, if you put it in quote-unquote, you know, in the suburban terms, right, that
right.
sat there in the studio and played music and talked over the music or whatever they're doing, like talk radio, okay? Now, a hip-hop DJ now in our DJ culture, the originators, was a person that was a tastemaker that basically went in a club and broke records. You either broke records in a strip club, you broke records in a house party, you broke records in any event that you needed to provide music to, was a DJ was breaking records. The DJ could be the end of your party or it could be the highlight of your party. That DJ played the wrong music, it's a rap.
Then explain to me this. What's the difference, right? Because I see a lot of DJs got mixtapes, and they say, yeah, you know what I mean? We can save a spot for your mixtape, for your song on our mixtape, for, you know, for the price of X, Y, and Z. I mean, is that the same thing as shooting somebody some dough to get your, you know, get your stuff played on over their radio show or over the air or whatever the case may be? Is that the same or what? How about me?
Repeat that once again. You know, I faded out for a second, dog. Go ahead.
No, I'm just asking if it's the same as, you know, when DJs ask for a certain price to put your stuff on a mixtape, because I see that. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? I don't really get involved in it because, you know, people who mess with me because they like my music, obviously, as an artist. But I see that on MySpace all the time. DJs say, yeah, you know what I mean? We got spots on this mixtape, that mixtape, for the XYZ price. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, is that equal to, you know, sliding a DJ some dough to spin your stuff on a show or whatnot? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? My thing is like this. I don't ask for payola.
Talking about you, Lush. That ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm just getting your feedback.
This is what I'm saying. I don't ask for payola, but it would be nice if I got a donation for as many people as I reached out to. Okay? But you know what I'm saying? I don't give that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, basically, you know, the question is the DJ dead? You know what I'm saying? Is the DJ dead? We got DJ Elk live in the building. You know what I'm saying? He could call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what he think about it. My thing is like this, dog. If a real DJ sees talent, right? A real DJ goes to you like, son, I'm really feeling your music. I'm thinking about putting it on the spot. I'm offering you a chance to put you on the spot. But a real DJ would be like, son, you going to give me, like, some guap, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, $20, $30 for you to be in rotation, dog. I even seen cats, DJs, that even told artists, yo, son, I need $1,500, my dude. $1,500?
I mean, and I know it's a different day and time. And payola was going on when the major record labels was really in control of everything, and the whole independent movement was far and in between. You know what I'm saying? And, you
your
know
man,
what I mean?
Man, DJ Elk said that he said basically the new record breakers, the people that tell you what's ear crack, is the bloggers and the hip hop sites. Those are the new DJs. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he's about to call in a few, man. He just basically said that those are the new DJs. Those tell you who's hot and who's not. And when did it get to when did it come to that point where, you know, the bloggers had weight over the DJ, when the DJ was the person that was the anchor, the leader into the game. They would take you to A&Rs. They would rock your music in front of A&Rs. You know what I'm saying? They would suggest to somebody, yo, son, this cat is doing this thing. I'm rocking this record. What about, come on, man, the DJ was the person that you had to show mad respect to. Now, there's some cats out here that are people like me that are on, like, Blog Talk Radio and stuff like that, and they call themselves DJ this, DJ. I'm not a DJ. I'm not a blend master. I don't blend music. A DJ has blending transitions. A DJ knows the right and wrong. He has smooth jazz. He knows when to take you to the climax and when to bring you down. You know, a DJ knows how to move his crowd. A DJ is not always a screamer all the time, but he gets the party hype. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, you got people that's claiming that do what I do. I'm an on-air person. Don't get an on-air personality mixed up with a DJ. It's a lot of on-air personalities that are not DJs but claim to be DJs.
But you know, I mean, okay. But an on-air personality basically had the same function as a DJ, right? Breaking records.
We break records, but at the same time, we don't sit here and go in the clubs and spin music, and we're not on turntables. We don't do that.
Gotcha.
But we still do the same function of breaking records, you know, basically online with the music that we have, the new music. We give them a chance, you know what I'm saying? And with the great opportunity with, you know what I'm saying, you know, I think the whole situation with it is that, you know, we can do the same thing, but we're not in the clubs like the DJs are. But we give the independent artists an opportunity to basically get on versus commercial radio.
Right.
Commercial radio will not, I'm saying all of them, maybe there's some, but who's not to say that there's payola involved in order for them to be on. Understand, they are higher powers, and this is all about the politics. This isn't even about the music. There's a bigger picture beyond this stuff. It's not even about the music anymore. The higher powers don't care about the music. The higher power doesn't really care that much about the consumer. They basically want a name and put it on the name and slap it out and feed it to the people and see if they gonna bite. Record labels don't know what is going on right now. They don't know what the direction of music is right now. The game right now is chewed up, flipped up, regurgitated, and set on fire right now. And it's trying to piece itself back together. You got a lot of higher powers in situations that are DJs, that are A&Rs, that are DJs, that work for some of these labels, and they have the opportunity to bring some of these real talent on, but they choose not to because of the politics. And we sit here and keep on trying to dust it under the rug and sit here and say, oh, well, this, that, and the third. Understand, they only playing the politics game. This is like a game of chess, baby. You trying to play on who's on the winning team. Who has the money to fund you? Who's feeding your mouth? Who's feeding your children right now? It's about the politics. They can care less how good of an artist you are. They can care less, you know what I'm saying, how much you're grinding. It's about the politics. This is a political game right now, baby. This is Web 2.0 right now. You need to step your technology up. You need to step your game up. And who really cares about the majors right now? Because I seen Koch Records, and they are independent. And Koch's been in the game for a minute, and a lot of people think Koch Records is owned by a black person. Misconception. We got black faces, A&Rs, but it's owned by a white dude. Okay? And they're giving distribution. All you really need is distribution right now. But what I don't understand is
really, 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 distribution is, You know, but that's iffy too.
Actually, you know what? Let me not say nothing, because your man right here, Renesy, is the epiphany of true grind. This dude got his records all over the internet, got his records all over the world, done shows outside of the country on some independent representing from the Bay. If you Google this dude, he's the epiphany of optimization. He's number one on Google. Go over there and ask him. He does what he does. You can become your own distributor.
But I was going to say, like, Koch, right?
Hmm?
Koch. Like, you going to Koch. Yeah, they can put you, yeah, they can give you distribution, but the question is now, where are they going to put your, where are they going to put your albums at?
Uh-huh.
Because the mom and pop stores are closing down. They dwindling. The Tower Records is gone. They out of here. You know what I mean? And a lot of the, I don't know what y'all have on that side as far as chain record stores, but a lot of chain record stores have closed their doors over here, and that's throughout the country, because you know what I'm saying? So, even when you do have that distribution, where do you put it?
Yeah, that's the other thing about that. How many artists have been signed to a label? How many artists have been signed to a label and been shelved because they did not know how to market the product? They did not know what lane to put them in. They did not know what market to put these artists in. They got shelved, album never released, or the album went out and it flopped. Come on, baby. Step your Web 2.0 up. Step your technology up, baby. You don't need a major label. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got some DJs that's basically, you know, playing like, you know, they the manager now. You know what I'm saying? You got DJs playing the manager now, or you got some DJs. When did it become where the DJ is fighting the artist for the limelight? When did that happen? You tell me, when did that happen? I thought you were supposed to break records, and then, you know what I'm saying, that was your job. That was your lane. When did you become the artist? Can you know, even though it's an art form, but when did you become the artist, the rapper and stuff? When did you start shooting your own videos? When did you start shooting your own videos and you're the highlight of the video? And you're overshining the artist? Somebody explain that to me, because maybe I done lost my mind. Renesy, explain that to me, dog.
I'm waiting for somebody qualified to come in and explain it to me. You know what I'm saying? Because that right there, man, I can't speak on that, because I've never been a DJ at no point in my career. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. I produce, play keyboard, and the whole gig. But I've never played the position of a DJ. I've never been in the position of breaking records and none of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have thought, if I was a DJ, I can only imagine that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine getting the joy out of, you know, being able to discover new untapped talent and bring it to the forefront and say, look, man, I had something to do with that dude's career. You know what I'm saying? And push them, you know, to that next level. But I never.
The internet then exposed us to a whole world of different new aspects of the way we look at DJing, the whole market itself. It done leveled the playing field for an artist. You know what I'm saying? Just like TJ, let's go to Twitter, basically. If you on Twitter right now and you look at TJ from TJ's DJs, he's basically telling you create your own lane, dog. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, if you don't, a press package, you know, press kit, you know, if you don't have a press kit, you can make one. Make a press kit, you know, consist of your pictures, you know, some press that you did, you know what I'm saying, your bio, you know, get all that stuff together. You can create your own press kit, you know. If you don't have no articles on yourself, you can write your own A&Qs, you know, I mean Q&As, let me rephrase that, you know what I'm saying, your own Q's and A's, and basically, you know what I'm saying,
you can ask yourself and submit it to some of these magazines, and that makes it easier for the magazines. All they got to do is copy and paste and add a nice picture to it and put some graphics. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of magazines, shouts out to E2K Magazine, man. They reached out to me on Twitter, man. That was a good look.
Yeah, shout out to E2K Magazine, man. You know, definitely supporting women and, you know, good things in the community, man. Definitely support them, yo. My girl, Emma E2K, check out www.E2KMagazineOnline.com. Check out www.StreetQueensTheMovement.Ning.com. Street Queens The Movement definitely going down, man. You know, and you know what? I think Twitter is, like, a big thing right now. Like, Twitter is, like, where people can basically go to and blog everything in their life on Twitter. It's like online texting. It's like the rave of the future now. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people. I'm addicted. I'm Queen Twitter. I stay on Twitter. I'm the Queen of Twitter. I'm on Twitter 24 hours a day. I'm twitting. You know what I'm saying? Twitting about how I'm feeling, different quotes I'm feeling about, different issues. You know, Twitter done blown up. I was on Twitter. You know, I got a shout out to Heron DeMarco of Silent Disorder, indisorderwetrust.blogspot.com. Check them out. You know, they went against the grain, man. You know, lighting AIG on flyer, baby, making a political stand. Check them out. The EP out, man, for real. If you on that alternative rock, jump off. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. But, man, real talk, it is what it is. We have to basically, you know what I'm saying, stop trying to wait, you know what I'm saying, and think that we got to wait for somebody to put us on. My point of view is with the DJ, we got some DJs that's taking credit for being a DJ that really ain't no DJ. There's a lot of people that's getting money in their pocket that's really not standing up for what's right. But when you get money in your pocket, cats get funny. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. And not everybody in the game keeps it 100. You know, we try our best to keep it 100, you know, and most people that I know that deal with me know I'm point blank, straight to the point. And if I don't deal with you, I cut you off, dead you. You feel me? But reality check is, like they say, no one keeps it 100. Two, the DJs are the record makers, plus the bloggers. Because regardless, whatever you event you are, if it's a CD or a release party for a CD, dude, you're going to have a DJ there. If you're at the strip club, you got to have a DJ there. As a DJ is a DJ. DJ still serves his purpose. Now, they might not be standing up and going hard like they used to, but DJs is DJs, you feel me? DJs is DJs. They are an element to the game, you know what I'm saying? And I respect all my DJs. But for them ones that's really sitting there getting payola and playing all this nonsense on the internet and playing it on the FM radio and not giving these real artists any chance, you know you're dead wrong, man. But get your money. It is what it is. You feel me? Now, what JD said, yeah, why are the artists and the DJ fighting a battle with each other on who's getting the limelight? Ain't everybody supposed to play their lane in the game? Why does everybody want to do so many jobs at one time? If everybody plays their lane, we ain't going to have no conflict, man. When did the DJ become the artist, baby? Let's keep it real. You know? You know, let's really get it together, man. We got a call on the line, man. We're going to the line, baby. 613, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lushy in the CZ. What up?
It's Spicy, your homegirl.
What's up, Spicy? How you doing, boo-boo?
I'm okay, darling.
That's what's up, man.
Now, Lushy.
Yeah?
The whole thing about DJs and what have you made. Now, you know, technology has exposed us to a lot of good and a lot of bad. Am I correct?
I didn't really hear you that well, Spicy. You said what, boo?
I said, yeah, you know, technology has exposed us to a lot of good and a lot of bad.
Oh, you see, Spicy saying that basically that the internet has exposed us to a lot of good and a lot of bad. And this is the consequences in regards to, like, with the whole Lil Wayne situation, how music and stuff is leaked out. We can't control that with the internet, man. People can get access to your album in a couple of seconds when you give it to somebody else. That's the situation that we face right now.
I understand, but this, because you know I'm a poet, so like a lot of my pieces, they're not up on MySpace and Black Planet and so forth, because I work too damn hard for my stuff to get out there like that.
I have up there,
but my good stuff is not up there like it would be if I was terrified it gets taken away from me.
Can I ask you a question? You say your name's Spicy?
Yes.
So who initially puts your stuff on MySpace? Who puts it up there? Do you put it up there or?
I put it up there, but I'm saying my good pieces are not up there. I mean, it's good news, but my deep thought pieces, they're not up there.
Right.
In my computer, yes, but they're not up there, so my work is stole from me.
For y'all that can't, like, you know, hear Spicy, basically Spicy saying that, you know, that she's a poet, right, in the game, and, you know, and she does a lot of poetry, and she works so hard doing pieces and everything, you know what I'm saying? But she's a strong woman, you know, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, I'm so proud of her doing her thing. And she said with her pieces, you know what I'm saying, with MySpace and stuff, she put, you know, like, real, real good pieces. Because it's hard because, you know, you're so scared of somebody stealing your work, you know, out here.
Yeah, it goes for all artists. It's not just posts. It's all artists. Because somebody that is a published author asked him twice. Not once, but twice. And I said, I'm not even going there. It's random people, but I ain't going for it.
That's the truth, Spicy, man. And you got basically, man, and the other thing, man, copyright your stuff, baby. All y'all people out there, just music and you just put it up there, copyright your stuff first, please, before you put it out. And if you really get BDS fans, please. Register your music, baby. It's no point in doing all this grind if you ain't even registered your music. I mean, the thing is, you can get your regular pay now. If you don't register, right, you can still get paid, but you're just going to get, you know what I'm saying, that money at that time. You're not going to get the residual, right? But if you register, you get your residual. But you know what I'm saying, the thing is, there's no point in doing all of this nonsense and promoting. If you didn't even register your stuff and you never copyrighted your music, then you're mad because somebody done stole your stuff.
But I think what Spicy's saying, like, if I heard her correctly, she was saying she puts some of her stuff on MySpace, but she doesn't put her deep. It sounds like she said her... The deep thought out stuff. She don't put all her goods, the stuff that she feel is quality. She don't put because she's afraid of it being
tape. Somebody's stealing her stuff. Why would it?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, man, it's like at the same time.
We can't control that though.
I know it's a double edged sword. It is a double edged sword, Spice, and I'm sure you know that one side is as a poet. You want to put your stuff out there so people can recognize you and you get credited for being a quality artist. And then the flip side is, you know, you got somebody out there just waiting to find some tight pieces so they can snatch it and put their name on it and reap the benefits from something they didn't create. It's an unfortunate situation, man.
True, but that's why you have Blog Talk. Wow. Blog Talk Radio and other text that you do shows on so they can hear it. They might not be able to see it, but they can at least hear it once or twice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't want to put my stuff out there. It's that, first of all, I do this for many reasons.
Right.
But I do, I like my feelings for, but I also do for speech therapy. So, Rusty can tell you, when I first came to Blog Talk, you couldn't understand a word I said.
Uh-huh.
Now and again, it's gullible, but if you ask me to repeat it, I do that no problem.
Is it cerebral palsy, right? Is it cerebral palsy?
It's a form of sleepy. Yes,
Rushy.
Huh? What is it? And I understand. Believe me, Spicy, because this is the type of cat I am, right? I hear a person speak, no matter about whatever background or whatever quote unquote challenges they have, and I'm saying quote unquote because I don't place challenges upon you. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Me, you a regular human being, uh-huh. And secondly, you an artist like I am, so I respect that. And you know, for people who don't understand you, man, they're not taking the time to listen.
Well, she done came a real far.
And I understand that.
She
and that's to be commended. You know what I'm saying? It is.
She done came real far because You know, she's been practicing, and she's definitely been doing her poetry, and I'm very, very proud of her. She's a supporter of Lush Radio Online. I support her in what she do. And anytime when she feels like she wants to, you know, voice her opinion on it on here, I let her go ahead and do what she do. You know?
Dollar.
You know? That's what it is.
Thank
you. Oh, no problem, boo. That's what it is, man. Thank you, Spicy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Stay with us. I'm about to, you know, give some shout-outs to the people up here in the chat room. Man, shout-out to the people in the chat room. Definitely, you know, showing that support. Consultant Guy, Red Skin, you know, Spicy, DJ Elk, you know what I'm saying? He got a show at 8 o'clock, man. Definitely support him in this movement, man. You know, shout-out to Doc Holliday, the Alliance, you know what I'm saying? Mactivity Productions, man. Y'all need, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, them hot voiceovers, them hot commercials like y'all hear on my show, man. Y'all need to holler at, you know what I'm saying, Renessy, tell them the name of that company that gives you nothing but them hot professional commercials, man. Tell them what it is, man.
DFM, Digital Fantasy Media. And, you know, you can email them at, you know, D as in dog, F as in family, media, or actually digital, D as in digital, F as in fantasy, M as in media, sounds, SOUNDS, plural, @gmail.com.
That's what it is, man. Fantasy, stay on the line with me, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them a sample of what they can do, man. I'm about to give y'all a sample of what they do. And they do stingers. And for all y'all DJs that need that professional stinger on your mixtapes, tapes. We got it. They'll give it to you, baby. Make sure you holler at them, baby. Your girl, Lushy Lush, I'm giving you a sample of some of their work. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. And then I'm going to ask you, Renessy, about that Eminem situation, man. Let's get it in.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafoo, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah. Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? We had A from BU DVD Magazine supporting the community worldwide. DMV stand up. You already know, man. Your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. We talking about K Slay, Jermaine Dupri. Is the DJ dead? Voice your opinion, 347-826-7722. And we talk about Eminem's new video, man. Were you happy? Were you disappointed? Tell me your feelings. Call in. Let's go to the line. With my man, Renna CZ, man, I don't know if you're aware. I know you've been checking the internet, man. I know you've been seeing Mad Cats, you know, send out that whole, you know, new joint for Eminem, man. How did you feel about that, my dude?
To be honest with you, I haven't got a chance to. From this point right now, I've only heard about the video. So I haven't got a chance to observe it myself, and you know what I mean? See what the hype or what isn't the hype about it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to check it out, man. I ain't going to say it's super hype, man. But we're going to go I'm online. I'm pulling the caller from 646. Caller from the 64316. You're live in the building with your girl, Lush. What's poppin', family?
Yo, what's up? What's good? What's going on, man? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Who this?
This is Heron DeMarco. This is Heron, baby. What's going on? You know. I told you I was gonna call up. You know what I mean? We had spoken earlier. You know what I mean? And I, you know, you asked me, you know, if I would call in. You know what I mean? If when you was gonna talk about this particular topic, and I told you I wasn't gonna be fronting. And you know how I get down. You know what I mean? I'm a man of my word.
Some deep issues on this situation, man. First, before we get into that situation, now let me ask you about how you feel about the DJ. Do you feel like the DJ is absolutely dead? Do you feel like some DJs are claiming to be DJs and not really stepping up the plate? Do you feel like some DJs that have power are not really trying to look at the up-and-coming artists? They just focusing on who's putting that money in their pocket. What's really going on? And why is the DJ and the artist fighting for the spotlight, baby? Speak on it, boo.
Straight up and down, you know, in a nutshell, I feel that the DJ has moved from being innovator to a regular factory worker. And I'm gonna elaborate on that right now. For some people who don't really understand, you know what I mean, how this whole hip hop shit started. You know what I mean? It was really the DJ that really started all this. You're saying Kool Herc or whatever, you know what I mean? The DJ pulled in the MC.
Uh-huh.
You know, to help him, you know what I mean, hype up the crowd. A lot of people don't even know that the MC, you know what I mean, a lot of times the DJ would, like, you know what I mean, have deals with a cat that might want to get on the mic, you know what I mean? They might strike deals saying that, all right, well, you know what I mean, I'll let you, you know what I mean, write rock at this particular party if you basically help me carry these crates of records. Yes, the MC started out as a crate record carrier.
Wow, get it in, baby.
a lot of people really don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like, where the MC really came from. They just, you know, well, let's be honest. Well, a lot of people ain't really start listening to hip hop until Biggie died anyway, but that's in a completely different topic altogether. But anyway, a lot of people really don't understand the history of this hip hop thing right here. But elaborating on that fact, the DJ was basically the cat who said that, well, a lot of people who listened to hip hop back in the days, let's say Kool Herc, for instance. If Kool Herc didn't say such and such was hot, ain't nobody was fucking with you.
Uh-huh.
It was the DJ who was the tastemaker. You know what I mean? And 9 times out of 10, you know what I mean, the DJ was the one who really put it out, who really put the hot shit out there. It wasn't about payola. It wasn't about all that. You know what I mean? The DJ was the one who said that, yo, man, I think such and such is hot. Let's put them out there. You know what I mean? When we talking about, you know what I mean, DJs, we talking about cats like Kool Herc. We talking about like Flash, you know what I mean? Now, there's a difference between a DJ and a radio personality. Completely different, two completely different situations. You know what I mean? Cats need to really understand, you know what I mean, and really do their homework between a DJ and a radio personality. I mean, both are very important in you know, in my opinion, you know. But going back to my point, how the DJ has turned into a factory worker. Ever since this whole hip hop shit really like really popped off and really became a multi-billion-dollar business, DJ became a puppet. Straight up and down, man. The DJ became a straight puppet, man. You know, cats was, you know what I mean? Cats was doing favors for cats, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, for instance, you know what I mean? I know stories personally from cats who was in the game, and dude might bump into a prominent, you know what I mean, DJ, you know what I mean, who might be, you know, on Hot 97 or whatever. And yes, I'm saying Hot 97. I really don't give a fuck. This person ain't going to be playing my kind of records anyway, so it really doesn't affect me. Anyway, you know what I mean? Cats who work at that particular radio station, whatever, they might have, you know what I mean, the cats that I know might have brought a record to the particular dude, and the record could be blazing, and the dude knows that the record is blazing. But what happened? They ain't give the record no spins because such and such, or maybe such and such's brother, or maybe cats might have greased his palms with like 1500, and the record is bullshit. You know what I mean? They decide to play that record. You know what I mean? You know, instead of, you know what I mean, what's the other hot record. Now, personally, yo, on some real talk, a lot of people might not agree with me, and I really don't care, you know what I mean? But personally, real talk, hip-hop is getting exactly what it fucking deserves right now. Because for like 10 years or like 15 years, a lot of people were saying, like, yo, man, you know what I mean? Y'all cats, you know what I mean, keep having your priorities out of whack, you know what I mean? Y'all gonna fuck the game up. You know what I mean? And niggas wasn't listening, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers was arrogant. Now look where we are, man. Game is completely fucked up now. You know what I mean? People are losing their jobs left and right. You know what I mean? And rather than go out there and get some real talent, motherfuckers just keep throwing whack record at the public. And the public is tired of it. I know people personally who used to be avid hip-hop listeners, avid hip-hop supporters. I know these people personally. That on some real shit, they say, yo, man, fuck rap, man. I listen to rock now. I listen to country. Some niggas just listening to jazz or classical. They just said, fuck it. They just left the game entirely. And I feel that, yes, the DJ has something to do with that, man. The DJ does have something to do with that, man. Some of these cats need to really start really getting the backbone, man, and saying, like, look, man, no, I'm not playing this, man. Like, look, I'm supporting this particular artist. I'm supporting that artist. You know what I mean? Because in the end run, the end result is like, look, if you keep feeding the machine with bullshit, the end result is after a while, we all ain't going to be able to eat, man. Because nobody's going to be buying it, man. So by constantly not taking responsibility for the game, you fucking the game up, man. Fucking the game up, man, and everybody needs to start taking responsibility. It ain't even really about finger pointing, man. You know what I mean? It's really like, like for instance, man, like the crowds, the audience needs to start taking responsibility. The artists need to start taking responsibility, and the DJs need to start taking responsibility. Like, look, man, you know, like I'm at certain shows sometimes. You know what I mean? I could be at like an open mic or whatever, and I shit you not. You know what I mean? I could just be sitting there, and you know, a particular act might get on stage. If the act is corny, I'm walking away, man. I'm not sitting there giving pity claps and fronting like I'm feeling it. If the act is corny, I'm walking away. You know, just because you might not like a particular record doesn't make you a hater or whatever. If you don't like the record, you don't like the fucking record, man.
Why we can't be honest anymore? Are people so afraid and they have to conform? And
that's exactly what it is.
Hot and lie because of payola, or have to lie because they're scared they'll be ridiculed and stripped because they're honest about something?
Right,
that's
right.
That's the point. Why would you sit here and lie and say somebody's album is hot and we go and listen to the album and it's some garbage and we spent all our money? Who are we angry at? We angry at you for false marketing.
Well, actually, you know what I mean? I keep it real with you right now. You know what I mean? This old, you know what I mean, I'm a hater shit. This shit has gotten really out of hand. You know what I mean? It's gotten to the point where people are actually scared to voice their own personal opinions because, you know what I mean, they're afraid that people might look at them as a hater and all that. Me personally, I really don't give a fuck. If I don't like something, I don't like something. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't like that new Eminem record, man. You know what I mean? I don't like that shit, man. That shit is fucking corny, man. Straight up and down. Heron DeMarco, straight from Heron DeMarco, One Third of Silent Disorder, says that the new motherfucking Eminem record is whack. The video was hot. The video was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I like the video, but the record is corny. You know what I mean? That new Joe Buttons, though, that shit is hot. I'm not really even a Joe Buttons fan, but when I heard it, I was like, yo, man, this shit is crazy. You know what I mean? I fucks with that new Joe Buttons shit. You know what I mean? My man told me he wasn't really feeling that Jada shit. I didn't really hear it. So I can't really speak on that. You know what I mean? I don't really hear it personally, but that new Eminem song, I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? I'm not. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It is what it is.
I just forgot to say, man, y'all go check out, you know, Jada's joint. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't know what it sound like. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to speak on that. You know what I'm saying? I am a Jada fan. I don't know what it sound like. I hope it's original Jada, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he always. But you know what I'm saying? But that Eminem, I ain't going to lie, dog. Real talk. It was interesting, the video. basically, you know, poking at the fun of these reality, you know, shows. Because reality shows is a whole bunch of nonsense, dog.
Of course,
so you're telling me, that you get instant fame for doing a reality show, dog? That's what
that's what
about.
It is.
Dumbing people down on stupidity, dog? Like, real talk?
That's what it is.
But the Eminem, I'm telling you, though, I was kind of disappointed. But at the same time, the joint was kind of hilarious. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? But I'm still a fan. I love you, dog. But still at the same time, dog, if you come out with something different, hey, it's all good. But that joint, let's be real. We're going to be real with you, son. You can't
on some real shit, though, you know what I mean? Because I've been an Eminem fan way back when he was on the Sway and Tech show and he was, you know what I mean, he was doing singles with Game Recordings, okay? A lot of people don't know that. So before motherfuckers run up in here like, niggas hating, no, dog, you know what I mean? I've been an Eminem fan way before a lot of y'all motherfuckers was Eminem fans. You know what I mean? I remember I was bumping this motherfucking shit when a lot of motherfuckers was like, yo, fuck that white boy. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. You know, as a fan, I'm not feeling a new joint. I'm just not. You know what I mean? I like the video. You know what I mean? The video was funny. I did laugh a few times. You know what I mean? You know, he had a badass white chick playing Sarah Palin in it. You know what I mean? That was a real nice look in there. But, you know, other than that, I'm not really feeling it too tough. What's up? What's going on?
No, I said the chick was bad, though. The Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she was. She was a bad chick. I ain't even going to lie, man. She's really bad.
Like what this man's saying right here, right? I don't consider that a hater, right? To me, I define haters like this. Haters just don't have an opinion. They just simply don't like it, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But a motherfucker who have an opinion, have a reason, he could tell you, this is why I didn't like it. Like, you explain why you didn't like it. The shit didn't move you.
Exactly.
It's
no,
old shit moved you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's okay. It. Yo, man, yo, that dude, yo, on some real talk, Eminem was a monster at one time, B.
I agree.
That dude was like just a straight up animal pit bull at one time, man.
Let me tell you, son, that dude, like, after Cannabis, like, fell off, dog, to me, I don't know about, he was, like, lyrically, like, y'all, most cats seen Eminem on that commercial. If y'all seen Eminem, like, rip, like, you know, he sounds nasty, dog.
I mean, dude was just something out of, like, it was like watching Mike Tyson when he was 21, man. Like, seriously, like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, but come on, man. Like, this new shit right here, nah, man. Nah, it was just like, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come on, man. Let's be honest. When M got in the game to reach success, right? So he's already reached success.
You have a point. You have a very good point.
Now he's just in the music just to be doing some shit.
I mean, you're right. You're right, brother. I mean, it's
that's why you could tell his drive left.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. Somebody else is telling me the same thing today.
Listen, the game itself, the way the game is fucked up as it is right now, excuse my French, but it is what it is. It will drain you. And it will that hunger that you used to have. When I first got in the game, yo, I was mad hype about it. But slowly and slowly, you like, yo, what is really going on, son?
My
yo,
drive
my girl, Spicy, want to say something real quick, man. You got to let Spicy say something. Bear with me now. Bear with me now. And we, you know, we ain't super streaming, but we still on. It's still going to be on. So y'all going to catch this last bit on here. Let me get Spicy on. If this switchboard will stop moving around for me and stuff, I'm playing like follow the leader and catch it. But anyway, Spicy, go ahead, man, and say what you got to say, boo boo.
Okay. Now another thing, why I write is because like so two of my fellow other poets have started a program. Disadvantaged kids. I'm working towards doing, and it makes me feel bad. Yes, a lot of things are about to pay over, but you can look at where the fingers come from. They're not realizing that they have three or four fingers pointing back at themselves. Now, y'all can dispute me on it all you want to, but when you lay down three or four fingers are coming back at you. Next, real talk. I'm done. Thank you.
No, I mean, I'm not even going to try to dispute you because you on here to get your opinion just like Playboy came on, gave his opinion. My bad for not remembering your name, man. You
know? No problem at all, brother. No problem at all.
No disrespect, for real.
No problem. No problem at all, brother.
Because I don't come on shitting on nobody. So whether it's your opinion, your perspective, or Spicy's opinion or perspective, or whether it's Lushy, Luscious, opinion or perspective, man. Everybody got one, man. And to me, man, you got to be a well-rounded person to listen to everybody.
Of course. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, straight up. So I just want to let Spicy know that. And you sound like the same type of dude. Of course, Lushy Lush, the same type of person. So Spicy, nobody going to come in and attack you. Believe that. Not me.
Oh, nah, man. You know, it's not. It's, you know, my thing has always been, I tell people, you know, it's always good to listen to different perspectives.
Straight up.
Because you could stand somewhere, but seeing something from someone else's perspective still helps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, you might think a certain way and somebody might give you a particular perspective and then you realize that, hey, well, you know, I really didn't even look at it that way. You know what I mean? You know, so the idea of getting different perspectives, I'm all for that. You know, me personally, there's a lot of rebuilding that the game has to go through.
Yeah.
If it even expects to even get close to where it used to be.
Yeah.
And in order for that to happen, you know, like for instance, if there's a particular goal that a person has in life, no matter who it is or no matter what the goal is,
yeah,
you have to make a set of sacrifices and you have to set a list of priorities. You know what I mean? Now, right now, there's no priorities.
Yeah.
There's no sacrifices being made. There's nobody saying no to something.
I love you for coming in, speaking your opinion about the whole Eminem thing, because really, it's like, when Lush asked me about it, like I hadn't seen the video. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be biased mm-hmm. to speak on something.
Right.
It was nice to hear your take, hear her take. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to take that into consideration while I'm watching it. Why? Because just like you, I know Eminem's past.
Exactly.
And I can honestly say I haven't really liked nothing from M since the shit he did with I'm the Real Slim Shady, that album.
I'm with you on that, brother.
You know, with a Real Slim Shady, please stand that album. You know that album.
Oh, that was, oh man, that album was incredible.
I thought it was a classic by that dude.
Yeah, it was. It was, man. You know what I mean?
So hearing you speak and when you come in and say, yeah, I don't give a fuck what nobody think, I'm like, for sure. I
well,
thought you made a comeback or something, but maybe you didn't.
No, but you know what, though? I just want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm a passionate person about hip-hop. You know, I'm passionate about hip-hop.
Okay,
I'm very passionate about hip-hop. I'm very passionate about music. And, you know, a lot of people might think I'm just on here just spitting. You know what I mean? Nah, it ain't nothing like that. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, I'm just so passionate about great music and, you know, great hip-hop that, you know, I do get angry when, you know, I don't hear what needs to be heard.
Right.
You know what I mean? We right now we're in a particular situation where if the consumer's not feeling the song, or whatever, the fans ain't feeling the song, your album can flop.
You're right.
It's not like years ago where they shoved the shit down your throat. You know, excuse my French.
No,
it's not like years ago, you know what I mean, where they could just shove it down your throat. And, you know what I mean, they could damn near force people to get into those stores and just buy the album. It's not like that anymore because now people don't listen to the radio that much anymore.
And we're in a new day where you don't have to buy a full CD for one
exactly.
song no more. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Because, the majors, was, you know, remember singles used to be popping. Singles.
Yeah.
Used to be able to walk in the store, buy a CD single. Then that phased out. Why? Because people, record sales was dwindling then. That's all the singles. So they thought they had the remedy by snatching away the life of singles.
Right.
Now, now you just go get the one song you fucking want. You know what I mean?
And maybe you might get it by hook or crook. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You know, and, you know.
All these
and
download ass, you know, best price. I mean, 5 years. I mean, I ain't mad. I'm really not mad. I mean, I'm mad like you are because I feel like this, right? And you, as an artist, you got the right to be mad. Because if you work for the Cadillac company, we all work for the Cadillac company.
Right.
And somebody come in and build a generic or a shitty-ass Cadillac. And we all have the license to create Cadillacs, too, and they bring it down our quality and name. Shit, you got the right to say, look, get that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. And,
he's bringing
and it's
our
sad.
Brand down, man. This motherfucker is invading our
exactly.
brand.
Exactly. And it's affecting everybody. Yeah. It's affecting the West. It's affecting the South. It's affecting everybody. It's affecting the East Coast. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, it's another thing, too, that, in my opinion, you know what I mean? Some people might think otherwise, but I think the East Coast needs to step up their game, too. You know what
Damn.
I mean? Just because cats, no, seriously, no, really. You know, just because cats is coming from New York or you coming from the East Coast doesn't mean you hot automatically. You know what I mean? Like, I got in a conversation with my man the other day, and we was talking about how the irony of the game is like this. It's like gangsters and rappers are fronting. And
right.
The irony of the game is like this. It's like rappers is fronting like they real gangsters, and these gangsters is fronting like they real rappers.
Yeah.
So it's like just because you was out there really doing it for real doesn't mean that you should be making records about it if you can't make records. And it's the same thing with rappers. It's like, yo, just because you seen your man doing it doesn't give you full range to talk about doing it if that isn't really how you got down.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like a situation between the blonde and the blonde. But I just wanted to really throw my perspective out there real quick. I got to run. Brother, what's your name?
Renacy, man.
Oh, this is Renacy? Oh, this is the Renacy dude?
That's Renacy right there.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, yo, it was a couple of weeks ago, man. He came out with this joint on your record, the Renacy. Yo, that shit is hot,
wow.
Man. Yo, that's hot, brother. You see how passionate I am when I hear great
records?
That was
you
hot,
know?
Man. Yo,
hey, look,
for real, man.
Now you really got me tucking my tail. Now, what's your name, man?
Oh, no, my name is
Renacy. You really got me tucking my tail feeling real bad now because I got to make a note of you now. I got to.
Nah, Hebron. I'm with a group called Silent Disorder.
Sound Disorder?
Silent Disorder. You can check us out on MySpace. Shameless plug, MySpace.com, and Disorder We Trust. Check us out. What's your MySpace, though?
It's MySpace.com/Renacy.
Renacy? Okay, cool.
RINNESSY. Yeah, let's connect, man. You sound like good peeps, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's
make it real simple for all of y'all. Go to www.myspace.com/thatsradioonline, and you will see Renacy on my top friends list, and you'll see Silent Disorder on my friends list on MySpace. So click on it and go check them out.
Oh,
two
yeah.
passionate
okay.
people about the music.
I'm going there myself because I'm going to connect with this dude right here.
Of course. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm going to get up out of here. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Lushy. For real, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Ren, we going to connect, dog. You know what I'm saying? I mean, always great to, you know what I mean, be in the presence of great artists, man.
Man, thank you for blessing the airways with your perspective, man. Yeah.
No problem at all, man. Y'all be easy, man.
You too, man.
That's what it is, man. Check out Renacy and, you know, have on my top friends list on MySpace. And, yo, you know what I'm saying? We done went offline. And, you know, I'm loving y'all. The show was great. Check out Jada's album. Tell us what you really think about it. Don't be afraid to criticize or speak your opinion. Nobody's going to cut your throat because you said you don't like something. If it sucks, it sucks. Be real with yourself and be real with the consumer, baby. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Renna CZ, man. We always get it in.
I guess you, little mama. Man.
Once it how they get them professional voiceovers and them hot commercials, you know, from that hot, you know, that hot company that sponsors Lush Radio Online, man. Tell them about that again, Renna CZ.
That's Digital Fantasy Media, man, you know. Digital Fantasy Media, you know, has I'm just one of the voiceover talents, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist, too, but, you know, they've been telling me, you got the voice, folks. You know, so they're using my voice as one of those folks, and the place is called Digital Fantasy Media, and I know you can contact them, dfmsoundsplural@gmail.com.
That's what it is, man. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely support Renna CZ, you know what I'm saying, support, you know what I'm saying, my girl, Spicy, live in the building. If she comes on your show, you make sure you let her make some noise on there. Your girl, Lushy Lush, I love you, Spicy. You know what it is. That's what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, I don't do it for the people. I do it for the people. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. Support independent entrepreneurs and business owners. Shout out to BU DVD Magazine. Shout out to all my people out there in the struggle, man. Shout out to DJ K Slate, man. Keep your head up, dog. You're doing what you do, man. Some of your points you made was true, man. But at the same time, let's be real with each other, man. JD, man, do what you do, man. Keep your head up. More power to you. Blessings to all of y'all. Blessings to Greg Streets. All that. Blessings to Eminem, man. Come on, baby. How you doing? More power to you. The Dre, let's get it in. Street Queens are moving. StrictlyBun1.com. Everybody, let's get it, man. Oh, nah, man, it's our time to shine. Be stealthy, baby. Don't let them see you sweat. And I'm out. Later.
Mm-hmm.